Bible Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
Richard Dawkins and many other professing atheists like to argue that if God is all-powerful and all-good, then evil could not exist. This argument has many logical fallacies, and as we look at this subject of evil this week, we're going to see not only the logical fallacies, but we're going to see a lack of understanding of the part of atheists to be able to understand what evil actually is. Let us start with the fact that if the atheistic worldview were true, they would not even be able to say something is evil. You see, their argument starts with the premise that evil must exist. But what is the standard for evil? You see, if we are just chemical reactions and nothing more, then there cannot be a standard that is absolute to say that something is morally good or evil. In fact, if they say that something is evil, it needs an absolute source to be able to deny God's existence. However, evil is defined by the absence of goodness. And the definition of good, where we get goodness from, is the nature of God. God is what defines what is good. Therefore, the absence of that goodness is evil. So when they argue that evil is a proof that God does not exist, they run into a problem, because without God, you would not even be able to explain that something could be evil. So evil proves God exists.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.